The internet loses its mind over Benchmade and Surefire, this week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to another Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday we're going to switch gears a little bit. I usually don't cover current events or political topics, but this one kind of got me a little bit irritated. And I wanted to let you guys know my feelings on it, and I kind of wanted to hear your feelings on it, because our viewership tends to be quite a bit more moderate, so I really want to hear how you guys feel. Now, those of you guys that don't watch Instagram, Facebook, or any of the other social media stuff, Lord knows that I waste way, way too much time on it looking at other pages, not just keeping my head down on our own, but a video popped up on the Oregon City Police Department's Instagram feed showing the destruction of some firearms, and the firearms were presumably being destroyed at Benchmade in Oregon City by Benchmade employees. And this caused a firestorm throughout the internet and immediately caused people to accuse Benchmade of being anti-Second Amendment because they would allow the destruction of these firearms. And it, as soon as I looked at it, I thought, this is really kind of odd that people are reacting this way. But then I stopped and really thought about it and realized there may be a lot of people out there that don't understand how gun seizures and destruction actually works. And I have to speak generally because across the country, different jurisdictions, different cities, different counties, different states have different rules on how evidence is to be destroyed. And that is generally what we're talking about here, is we are talking about weapons that were either used in the commission of a crime, they were either seized from people that were prohibited by law from possessing firearms, they were turned in as found property, or they were turned in by private citizens that no longer wanted to take custody over this property. Once that happens, once firearms come back into control of a police department, there are a variety of different ways that they can dispose of that property. Obviously, they're not just going to throw it in a room and keep it forever and ever. Once the evidentiary value of those weapons has passed, either the appeals have expired or a judge has ordered the property destroyed, or whatever else the local rules say governs that evidence, once it needs to be released, there are a variety of things that can happen with it. Now, if the original property owner can own firearms, and it wasn't used in the commission of a crime, then that firearm is generally released back to the original owner. That is what happens for us if there is a lawful shoot. Generally, the firearm owner gets that firearm back very quickly. So in that case, there really is no crime that has been committed, but certain steps have to be taken to cover all the bases and rule everything out in those cases. In cases where a crime was committed with the firearm, or the individual is not lawfully able to possess that firearm, and the firearm has not been damaged, then very often that firearm has value, and to just destroy it because it's an evil gun doesn't make sense from a financial standpoint. And cities and states are really not into just giving away money or just wasting it when there is a pretty clear-cut path to get that back. So assuming it's not prohibited by any statute, any state or local law, a lot of police departments will take weapons once they are to be disposed of, and they will sell them back to a distributor. So if it's just a used firearm, once the evidentiary value is gone for it, then it can go back to a distributor. It can be sold to them, usually for a fairly low price, but they're buying in a very large bulk. And then those firearms can be resold to private citizens. And this is, in my opinion, the best outcome because the police departments or the city, because very often that money will come back into a general fund, not directly to the police department. The city gets the money from that property. The distributor gets to make money off that property, and private citizens will get less expensive, still functional firearms that they can purchase. So for me, that just kind of works all over. But then occasionally you run into firearms that have been damaged to the point that they are no longer able to be sold. So something, for instance, where the barrel has been cut beyond a legal length. So now it is too short for a private citizen to own due to federal laws and sometimes state or local laws. Or the serial number has been obliterated off of it. And in these cases, while depending upon how it's done and what exactly has happened, the firearm may be able to be made back into a legal configuration and resold, it's usually not financially feasible to do so. So in that case, those weapons are slated for destruction. Sometimes they're beyond help and they can't be put back in a legal configuration. And so then they need to be destroyed. And the ATF has rules on how these weapons need to be destroyed, what you need to do to take a firearm and turn it into scrap metal to where it is no longer legally considered a firearm. And so this does take a little bit of metalworking, maybe taking a torch to the gun, etc. And you know, this is not something that your average police officer or average evidence custodian is going to do. So you're going to have to generally contact a different company to take care of this. And companies are not into doing business for free. So very often it's going to cost some money. So it makes total sense to me that the Oregon City Police Department would take guns that probably had no value to them anymore or could not be resold or were ordered by a judge to be destroyed and take them somewhere and have them destroyed. And the fact that Benchmade apparently volunteered to do this at no charge to the police department also makes sense because that's more money in the police department or in the city's budget. It's money they didn't have to pay out. I would hope that that could go to maybe more firearms training, whatever. I have no idea where the money would have come from for the destruction budget for them. But any way that you keep money back in the city or in the police department's pocket, it helps them down the line. It helps them for setting up training. That's a whole different topic in itself, and one that I can ramble on quite heatedly for quite some time. But the fact that Benchmade volunteered to destroy these weapons, these firearms were never going to make their way back out into private hands. That's pretty obvious that the police department was shopping to destroy them. So regardless if they were capable of doing so or not, and I tend to believe that they probably were not, then Benchmade destroying them, I just don't understand how that makes Benchmade anti-Second Amendment. And that was really the gist of it. The internet exploded saying Benchmade was anti-Second Amendment because they helped the local police department out, the police department for the city that they are located in. Now, you can argue whatever point that you want, that you don't believe there's any excuse for those firearms being destroyed. You don't believe in the federal laws that say when a serial number is obliterated that, you know, that I've got no argument against that. But because there were people that were believing that Benchmade was anti-Second Amendment, they just blasted Benchmade was anti-Second Amendment. Not that Benchmade was helping a police department legally destroy firearms, just that Benchmade was anti-Second Amendment. And then that came the next silly step here. The next silly step was I saw all kinds of people on the internet talking about how they were going to destroy their Benchmade knives, or they were going to throw their Benchmade knives away, or all this stuff. I've got quite a few Benchmade knives. All were purchased by me. None were given to me by Benchmade. So I've got quite a few of them. I have used them overseas. I've used them in the military. I have used them in a law enforcement capacity. I've used them in my regular daily pursuit. Now, I've got a Microtech in my pocket right now because that has been the flavor of the month for me. I've got quite a few pocket knives and I rotate through them. But in no way, shape, or form would I destroy my property because of a stance that a company takes. So even if you were to believe that this whole deal made Benchmade anti-Second Amendment, why you would go out and destroy your own property, and I'm talking generally here, not to you, the individual. Why you would go out and destroy your property makes no sense to me whatsoever. It was kind of like the whole Nike thing when they made Colin Kaepernick the target of one of their ads, and people were burning their Nikes in the street. That makes no sense to me either, because you've already bought those shoes. Nike has already profited off the transaction, and now you're destroying a perfectly functional pair of shoes. It would be much better to take those shoes and take them to a homeless shelter, take them to Goodwill, sell them to a buddy. Anyway, send them on down the line. Nike's already made their money off of them, so burning them, you know, while it may be a symbolic gesture, I think is a somewhat silly symbolic gesture. You guys may differ on opinion on that, but that's kind of the way I look at it. Talking specifically about this situation, because even a older knife still has fairly good value if it's in good condition. If you really wanted to stick the finger up at Benchmade, then the way you would do it would be to either take that knife and give it to a friend that you know wanted to purchase a Benchmade, or sell it to him dirt cheap, and thus taking the sale that would have filled that need away from the company and supplied a piece of property that the company has already profited off of. So that would be the way to get back at them if that was your goal. Not destroying the knife, but that's kind of my own opinion on that whole deal. So as this rolled on, we then rolled into another situation where some individuals dug into some political contributions that Benchmade has made, and they uncovered that Benchmade has made contributions to Democrat politicians. And, you know, traditionally we consider Democrats anti-gun. There are quite a few exceptions, especially when you start looking at, say, for instance, sheriffs. There are quite a few sheriffs out there that are Democrat sheriffs that are maybe not necessarily pro-gun, but not anti-gun. So there is that out there. But the other thing you have to look into, too, is Benchmade is located in Oregon. In the west coast of the U.S., there tends to be a lot of Democrat politicians, and a lot of them seated in office, and it is politics. To get things done, sometimes you have to make contributions to certain individuals, maybe as distasteful as you feel it is, but that is kind of the way it works. So the fact that they simply contributed to Democrats, I don't see how that, again, makes them anti-Second Amendment. Now, again, if they came out publicly and said, we don't believe that private individuals should own this type of firearm or this type of magazine or this, that, or the other, that would make them anti-Second Amendment. But they have not done that. They have supported private citizens, sportsmen, hunters, police officers, military, across the gamut of firearms users. Benchmade has been fairly supportive. My opinion, I don't consider them anti-Second Amendment. So while that was going on, this website that these individuals were finding these political contributions to also stumbled across entries for Surefire. Now, again, I have a lot of Surefire equipment. Surefire has occasionally sent us some products. I've got at least one weapon light that Surefire sent us in the past to do a little bit of a T&E on. So, you know, they did send us a muzzle brake for one of our Mach-10 builds. So just getting that out there, making sure that we have full disclosure while I talk about this. But again, Surefire is located in California. It is located on the West Coast amongst a ton of Democrat politicians. And when they went through there, they saw that there were some donations to Democrats by Surefire. And again, this scored up the whole, all Surefire's anti-Second Amendment. So Surefire released a press release that basically talked about why they were donating to certain political campaigns. And a lot of it surrounds military contracts, which, if you know anything about politics and you know anything about solicitations on contracts, this makes complete and total sense. Again, it may be distasteful. It may not be something that we really like, but that's how politics works. So it is a totally rational and reasonable decision. And if you step back and look and read the press release, which we will link to down below, you can see pretty clearly that they are involved in a lot of shooting sports. They are involved in a lot of activities that support private firearms owners. So I don't believe, again, that Surefire is anti-Second Amendment. It makes no sense whatsoever just on the face of it, because the vast majority of Surefire products are mounted on firearms that are in that targeted area. A lot of Surefires are mounted on AR-15s. A lot of Surefires are mounted on standard capacity handguns. So to come out against the Second Amendment would really, first of all, be a publicity nightmare. And secondly, if they were successful in supporting politicians who were anti-Second Amendment, that would significantly harm their business. So overall, I don't believe, again, that Surefire is anti-Second Amendment. So that is pretty much where we stand. And I think I've rambled long enough on about this, but I really want to know what your opinion is. I really want you guys to post up in the comment section down below and tell me, am I totally off base? Am I crazy in my thinking here? Or are you guys kind of along the same lines? I really want to have a polite, reasonable discussion about this. So please keep it clean, keep it neat. Don't go raging in the comments. But I really do want to hear what you guys think. Do you think that Benchmade stepped over the line in helping out the local police department? Do you think Surefire stepped over the line by donating money to Democrat senators, Democrat politicians? Again, I just really want to hear what your opinion is. If you guys have any questions or comments over anything we've covered, please leave it in the comments section down below or send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. If you guys are listening to us on your favorite podcast app, you can send questions to us at 8541tactical@gmail.com. And until next time, get out and shoot.